pearls here on the Viva Lamont radio program. Before the Buck Pets, how about some Stooges? Back to the self-titled album for 1969. Also, Pittsburgh's own Full Counts gave us No, You Don't Let Me Down. Also played some Fuzz in there by request. Doug wanted to hear some Fuzz. Since I've been playing drummers who sing or singing drummers or songs that have drummers on the vocals. Ty Siegel, drumming for Fuzz. Red Flag, the song I played for you. I do want to remind you, if you want more than just an hour of classic and traditional blues music, guess what? WRCT gives you 2 hours of classic and traditional blues in a show called The Deep Blues Hour. Make sense of that. I don't know. Figure it out. Join Steve every Monday from 8 until 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on WRCT. We got time for one more song. Maybe two, but probably just one. Probably just one. To wrap up this Viva Lamont radio program. And since I just played the Full Counts, we'll keep in the baseball spirit by playing something by the Baseball Project from their first album, I think it was. Volume 1, Frozen Ropes and Dying Quails. It's the Baseball Project and Jackie's Lament.
If I ever get the chance, I'll let them know just how I feel. I'd like to speak my mind, but that just wasn't in the deal. It's never easy being first to walk down any road. I'd trade the glory just to crawl out from this heavy load. You should hear the things they say behind my back.
Baseball Project wrapping up that set of music with Jackie's Lament. And wrapping up a Viva La Mock radio program. Yeah. Did you know last week, actually it was last Friday. I know, I should have played this last Friday. Was the 75th anniversary of when Jackie Robinson started at first base for the Brooklyn Dodgers, breaking that color barrier. So I'm going to play a Jackie Robinson song for you. Hey, my name's Paul. I'm the Mockster. Thank you so much for tuning into this program called Viva La Mock. It comes to each and every Friday evening from 9 until 1 a.m. You can hear parts of this show on Tuesday in my encore presentation at 2. At 2. What else do I have to tell you? I'm figuring out what time it is. I don't even know. I'm pressing button. Oh, wait. Because my background music left. That's not going to do it. This will do it. There it is. As I mentioned, if you have a suggestion for a song during the week that you want me to play next week, email me, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Anyway, I'm done. I'm done with my program.
You know, if you were to...
I hear my voice, though, in the automation. So I don't know why that's happening. It's supposed to be playing Courts in Session. I'm working on getting that up there. Just hanging out with you while we're listening to my background music's been Tiberio. There's it. Ben Tiberio. Anyway, I'm going to pretend Courts in Session's playing. But in a creepy way, I'll just talk over myself.
That's the show called Viva La Mock. I invite you to tune in each Friday. If you're listening on a random day, let's say it's Tuesday.
Right. We'll wait till I'm done doing that. I'll keep this music up. I know. Is it weird? Is it weird I'm talking while I'm talking? All right, we can tune into Courts in Session now, I think.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, y'all. This is Charlie Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you wanna dance. I'm a pure gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Midnight oozing out of a backstreet honky-tonk. I draw my nourishment from the teeming streets of New York City, the lonely grain-covered plains of Minnesota, from cabaret and camp meeting, bayou and beer joint, good times and ghettos. I was born in the houses of New Orleans and traveled up the river on the northbound paddle wheelers. I was nurtured in the Mississippi Delta when the seeds of the blues sprang forth from the rich black soil. I was there when Elvis learned to sing, when B.B. got his first guitar. I'm black and white and smooth and rough and hard and soft. I'm the roots of American music, and I'm always there just below the surface. And when the chaff of trend and fad is swept aside, I'm exposed again. Strong, pulsating, and very much alive. The winds of change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Ports in session. The defender of the faith, the defender of the gates, your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org and WWRO Kibler, California 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and STNRadio.com. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is coming your way for the next 2.5 hours. Tonight's show is going to be a great show. We got a lot of requests to get to, a lot of new music, including new music from Mickey Thomas, Van Morrison. Let me say that again. New music from Van Morrison and a whole lot more. For those of you tuning in tonight to hear the interview with Ted Nugent, our executive board here at the station has asked that I forgo that interview, but you can hear the interview later this evening coming at you out of the West Coast on Courts in Session sister station 1033WWRO.com. Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Row House Cinema, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme, showing classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can visit their website at www.rowhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. Row House Cinema, our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. So let's kick off tonight's show with some music coming from one of my favorite albums of all time. As a little boy, I discovered this record in my parents' record collection, and life was never the same. From the Cosmos Factory album, this is CCR with Up Around the Bend.
Upon your earth from the skies, I command your very souls.
guys. This is brand new from a band called Tennington Park, featuring Bill Champlin from Chicago and Mickey Thomas from Jefferson Starship. The song's called Work to Do. We'll be right back. That's new from Tennington Park with Bill Champlin from Chicago. Boy, you can hear his Chicago influence on that song. And of course, one of the all-time great vocalists, Mickey Thomas. The track was called Work to Do. And by the way, guys, I say this from time to time, I swear Mickey Thomas sounds just as good as he did back in 1975 when he was with the Elvin Bishop Band. That man's vocals have never changed. New from Tennington Park, Work to Do. Before that, you heard the band Touch. They had their first album come out in the early 80s and disappeared for a long time. Well, they're back, came out with an album last year called Tomorrow Never Comes, and that was their latest single, Wanna Hear You Say. Queen, going back to 1974, Live at the Rainbow with Seven Seas of Rye, and we started all off with some CCR, John Fogerty and Company with Up Around the Bend. So if you'd like to get a request on Quartz in Session, you can email me here at wrct@ericjacksonlurie.com. If you're on Instagram, you can follow me and direct message me at ericjacksonlurie. The deeper the cut, the better, and let me know where you're listening in from. Always love to say your name on the radio. Tell me your name, where you are. Tell me how you're listening. Are you listening on FM radio? Are you listening online? I'd love to get that info. So a few years before he passed away, Eddie Money re-recorded a number of his hits for the Cleopatra label with different arrangements. And we're going to play one of my favorite ones. This is an acoustic version of one of his big songs. It's The Money Man with Gimme Some Water.
Mama never understood what it's like for a loser man. When the number one son goes bad, playing cards with the devil's hand. Daddy got so sick so quick, for walls never understand. I was the one who got good with the gun, took the money from the bitch filet. Give me some water. I shot a man on the Mexican border. A cuckoo water. Won't you give me some water? Use a little water. See Jimmy, he grew up so fast, and he met me at the pass one day. Said you're a water man, take your brother's hand. I've been running with you anyway. We rode late in the night, lighting fires on the desert sand. So one day he's a posse caught up, 'cause the sheriff always gets his band. Give me some water. Kill the man on the Mexican border. Cool, cool water. I could use a little water. Oh, geez, if I just get loose my hands, I'll run just as fast as my legs can. But Lord, I've got nowhere to run. Shouldn't have done what I did. Won't you give me some water? I killed a man on the Mexican border. A cuckoo water. Oh, I say now. See that long white rope hanging from the hangman's tree? Take a restless horse, tie my hands across, tell my mother that I'm finally free. Let me die like a man no one understands. Let me pray, let a poor man pray. Smack that horse in the ass with my last I guess. My brother could hear me say, give me some water. I shot a man on the Mexican border. A cuckoo water.
I'll be here to hear what's on your mind.
As an adult, kids want to know you're listening to them, but they also want to listen to you. When it comes to alcohol, they want to know your expectations and how and why to avoid underage drinking. Talking early and often about it in everyday conversations reinforces your message and keeps lines of communication open. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I'll be by your side.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is Sean Watson. When I'm not recording my refrigerator running, I'm listening to Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
I'm freezing, I'm frozen, I'm icicle blue.
Take it! guys back in the USSR. Well, the delivery girls really knocked me out.
From the White Album, that's the Beatles with Back in the USSR. And man, my blood just starts to pump every time I hear the beginning of that song. For all of you fans of Southern rock and roll, one of the best cover versions I ever heard was done by Molly Hatchet. I have to play that maybe in an upcoming week. But one of the all-time great bands, one of the reasons we've got the rock and roll we've got today, the Beatles, Back in the USSR. Before that, you just heard brand new music from legendary Scottish rockers Nazareth. That's right, Nazareth has got a brand new album, and that track was called Strange Days, and that's what Quartz in Session is all about. New music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the FM dial. Good, good, good stuff. Before the Nazareth, you heard Pittsburgh classic rock and rollers Joe Grushecki and the Iron City House Rockers with Junior's Bar. And we opened it all up with an alternate acoustic version of Eddie Money's Give Me Some Water. So in the early 80s, Steve Walsh left Kansas. And Kansas was left to look for a new lead singer. Well, they hired a kid. He was about 23 years old, a gentleman by the name of John Elefante. And he came into Kansas and just set him on fire right on the charts, right from the get-go. Great songs like Fight Fire with Fire, Play the Game Tonight. Well, John Elefante hasn't been in Kansas for decades, but he's got a new solo album, just hit the streets a couple weeks ago. The album is called The Amazing Grace, and this is brand new. This is a WRCT debut. Give this a listen. This is called Stronger Now.
Never.
feel that